Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Let's have some fun. It's football day.
Hello and welcome to the IGN UK podcast. I'm joined by Jesse Gomez.
Hello, that's me.
Simon Cardi.
Oh, what up?
And I'm Joe Scrabbles.
You are.
Your host for this week's Shanty.
I'm so excited.
For once, we're actually recording on a Friday afternoon, so all the tiredness of the week has really built up, so
we've
I'm
just
feeling
had
a bit wee.
We've had some yawns. We've had Cardi making faces while I speak.
Yeah.
Dale's looking, I don't know, nonplussed with the whole thing in the gallery. He's looking at his watch.
And I'm just happy to be alive.
We need to get out of here. So,
do we?
Don't say anything that causes editing. Or
my
eyes
sting.
Do they actually?
Yeah, my eyes sting most of the time.
I mean,
I look at screens, and when I'm not looking at screens,
you're looking at a smaller screen.
Well, the last few weeks, I've been sleeping with a fan on because it's been quite warm.
A what? Sorry.
A fan on.
Oh, okay. I genuinely don't know what I thought you said. I just thought you said like some sort of word I'd never recognised.
Just like got cold air blowing into my eyes constantly.
Do you know Wayne Rooney can't go to sleep without the sound of a Hoover?
What? I have heard that. Yeah.
Mm. Wayne Rooney.
Did the hair
cereal
just fuck him up?
I guess so. Yeah, that's it. He just one pin hit his brain in a very particular bit, and he has to sleep with Hoover noise.
What a weird man.
And now he's. Player coach at Derby.
From January.
It would be if my dear departed grandfather were still alive. He'd be fucking delighted at the idea that Rooney would be around, and that's heartened me.
Lovely.
Speaking of FIFA, or football,
it's where we're going.
It's football day.
It's start of the Premier League season.
So we'll talk a little bit about FIFA because you've played it.
I have. I went to Berlin for a day to play some new FIFA.
That is how they speak in Berlin.
In Berlin, they do speak like that. They're very very German, aren't they?
What's the hot new deets on FIFA?
Oh, what do you want to know first? There's loads of different sections.
How have the balls changed?
They're still round.
Okay. The only bit that I truly care about is Volta.
Volta. It's the new amalgamation of street football, old FIFA street games. If you're familiar with those, always a bit of fun.
The only FIFA games
they had
I've
really
played.
Cartoon Peter Crouch on the box. Those were high times. But it's that mixed with actual proper core FIFA. So it's not as arcadey. I hate using that term. I reluctantly use the term arcadey.
It's not as casual.
I have two friends who are so who used arcadey as a thing so much that I flipped out at them once and told them that they didn't know what arcadey meant.
What does arcadey mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything really, does it? But even in the presentation I was getting from the creative director of FIFA, he reluctantly said, it's not an arcadey engine. And he even said, I hate using that word, but I can't think what to use.
FIFA Street was never in an arcade, so it means absolutely nothing. But I don't think so.
Who
and
knows?
Now every time those two friends describe a game they don't like that much to me, they call it arcadey.
So they don't like arcade games?
They like stronger Sims.
Does it mean loose and casual?
Well, it means bobbly. Well, I just imagine it being
that
bobbly.
That confuses me more.
Just like floating about.
Oh, right, okay. Well, Volta is much more simmy than arcadey. It's got a 6-hour story, so it's taken a bit from the journey. But I don't believe it's like a branching narrative or anything. I think you create a character and then play. You travel around the world.
A series of matches.
You meet football stars such as Vinicius Jr. from Real Madrid.
Do
and
you?
Freestyler Jayzinho.
I can't wait for that. Mm.
I actually... basically the only thing I want to know is can he do that move that Thierry Henry does in that one advert where he kicks it behind his leg and it goes round the post.
I haven't tried it. I can do
it's
that.
Fine, we'll get off. Talk about something you can talk about.
You don't need to talk over us. What you can do is the ultimate diss in street football though, which is of course, Jesse,
fuck.
What? Is that?
I just panicked.
You're doing so well in the game that you don't even care if they score and you have open sex in the cage.
Wow.
Eric Cantona looking on going,
well, it's kind of related. What you do is get on your knees and then knock the ball in with your head.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Is, it's not quite there, but you're we're kind of along the right lines.
I'm sure someone will work out a bug where it makes it look like something else.
Yeah. But you can do that, so that's good. Nice. But yeah, Volta, what else is there to say? It's kind of... It is heavily reminiscent of Thief Street, because it has all the different around-the-world locations, and you can do three-a-side, four-a-side, five-a-side, and futsal. Mm-hmm. Indoor football's back.
That is
first
great
time
news.
In a core FIFA game since 98.
Holy shit.
98 was amazing.
World Cup. Ooh.
Alan Shearer on the hard floor of an indoor football pitch.
I got to play in a Tokyo rooftop. A London cage and a Berlin gymnasium.
Can you fall off the roof?
No. The ball can go out though. You could maybe kill someone with it.
The thing is, FIFA has, over the course of the last 2 years, become more gratifyingly silly.
Yeah.
Like, they're introducing street modes, they're getting house rules stuff. Like, the sim is still very strong.
That's when I used to enjoy PES a lot more, and I played it more when you had the stupid, like, dinosaur skins, or you could play as giant penguins.
I think it's only a matter of time until they actually have red card soccer and you start booting people's legs off.
I would much prefer if Pro Evo spent all the money they spent on getting the Juventus license and just spent that on making ridiculous outfits for
players. Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
It's a call out to you, Konami.
Get it right.
Get on your horse. I don't know if that's a phrase. I think because...
Well, that is actually get on your horses. It remind me of... So I think it was in FIFA 16 or 17 for the first time. If you have a PlayStation camera attached, you can actually shout out commands in FIFA, and get on your horse is one of them. And
no, it isn't.
It's either get on your horse or get on your bike. It's
what
one
does
that of those. Mean? Which means your, I think it means your winger will do a run down the wing.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. Mm. It must be get on your bike. That's a phrase.
I think it might have been get on your horse.
Is that the one where if you swore, it would give you a yellow card for dissent?
Really? Was that ever an actual thing?
I think that was a feature in one of them.
That
but
seems like
not.
The kind of rumours that, you know, like...
People who play FIFA always swear.
That
so
is true.
Fucked.
We did a lot yesterday.
Yeah. You definitely get a yellow card if you fucked in the on the pitch. So
I am aware
you're playing.
That...
Why is it just the yellow card?
That's a good point. I'm aware of that a portion of our audience does not like football and will complain about it, and one of them is in here.
Yeah.
I don't dislike football.
No, I know. That's fair. The thing
you know,
I'd like to ask...
It's a big game, and we're British.
It's big.
Is Volta...
Yes.
A good, different enough experience to warrant people who liked FIFA Street but don't like FIFA to come
so.
In and play.
I think so. It is. That's their aim, is to try and grab the casual audience with this and then try and get them into FIFA that way, because it does play very similarly to core FIFA. It has more skills elements. It's much easier to do flicks and tricks than in the main game. But
are we in a COD situation where the mode is good enough to stand on its own that people will be buying the game for different
There's
packages.
A lot of content involved. So you've got the 6-hour campaign, you've got kickoff modes with every, I don't know if it's every professional team in the actual game. I imagine it probably is.
Really?
Yeah, there's a real play. That you can play with any Premier League team, Spanish team at least.
Is it replacing the core campaign? Because the other one had a campaign, didn't it?
Yeah, so the journey's gone. It's replaced this, but in their words, it's way bigger. It's been in development for 2 years.
Can I play a Real Betis 3-a-side team?
Yeah,
I can't wait
for
that.
Fucking wicked. Yeah. I'm actually really excited for that.
And there's lots of customization. So with Volta coins, which they said you earn through challenges and complete
and
matches.
How else, EA?
I don't know.
And how else?
I did not see any evidence of it when I was playing, but I
would
be
surprised.
It's weird
that they wouldn't include that option in the demo.
But yeah, you can buy silly tattoos and outfits and...
They've got house rules and stuff as well.
Yes,
right?
Which I didn't get to play.
What
with
exactly
there,
does that mean? Because I know nothing about
house rules. Is a thing they announced last year where they're basically like silly game modes. So it's you score, your goal is worth double if you score outside the box.
That
and stuff
cool.
like that. It's
and
really
there's
fun.
There's a few new house rules modes coming this year. You've got one I'm very excited about. It's called Mystery Ball.
Ooh.
And every time the ball goes out of play, it has a different stat effect attached to it.
So it's gonna be a different skin. That sounds quite fun.
So like. One time it'll be every player's speed stat is increased, so everyone just runs really quick. It goes out of play, and then suddenly everyone's really good at dribbling.
That does sound good.
It does sound mad.
I do want that Budweiser advert with added time multi-ball to become an actual mode in a FIFA game one day. That would be exciting.
It would be very, very fun.
Sorry. I don't know shit about football. Yeah. And whenever I see people play FIFA, it always looks fun, but since I don't know the rules, nor do I know how to play FIFA, are there tutorials in FIFA for anyone who doesn't know football at all? Or
would there's
be
full training modes.
Oh, but but that's actually a really good point. Is it training down to the idea of, I don't actually know the rules of football?
Rules of
football.
Yeah. Because you can whip up a golf game and just like, fuck it, I don't care, and just play. And it's
that many rules you need to know to play FIFA. I think as long
offsides
as you,
a thing.
You can turn offsides off, though, in settings if you want.
You could.
But
that
what
would
does
be
that
mad.
Mean?
Yeah.
Basically, not to down to that level, but I think it's probably pretty comprehensive.
Right, okay.
It would be quite laborious.
Yeah, imagine.
There are more. You could have more fun not doing that.
I just want to play as a goalkeeper. Yeah.
It'll be much easier to pick up and play FIFA than it would be something like Madden, because you
that
would not have a clue what's going on if you don't
understand.
It looked
like you were playing a Fire Emblem game the other day.
What,
like,
when I was playing Madden?
Going on?
I kind of understand the rules of American football.
I was just running a skinny post,
fine.
What does that mean?
Right, you might not know much about FIFA, Jesse, but how much do you know about space?
I know plenty about space, but it depends on what kind of space we're talking about.
We're talking about the space of No Man's Sky.
Name me five planets.
Which, unfortunately,
now.
Me and Cardi saw and not you.
Yeah, that's fine. Although I did start playing No Man's Sky for the first time like a few weeks ago.
Did you?
And stuff, to get prepared for the big VR update.
Mm. How have you found it?
I kind of gave up on the core actual playthrough and just went straight to creative because I want to build like big underground.
I play in creative as well. Like I only ever played Minecraft in creative mode. I just like building stuff.
So I always preferred Minecraft in survival.
You're such a purist.
No, I just, because I like the creative in Minecraft is too much. Like I get stunted by the idea of like, oh my God, I can make anything.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Minecraft, it's easy enough to make basic things that I would set myself a goal, and that's what I did. Yeah. So like, I made a castle that was just a hollowed out mountain once, and that was fucking amazing. And I did that off my own back. Whereas No Man's Sky, the survival elements are occasionally so complex and so laborious that I'm just like, actually, what I want from this game is discovery and finding new stuff instead of trying to build something.
Yeah. I want to be a space explorer. I don't want to be Matt Damon in the Mars.
Yeah, I kind of, that's it. I want to be like a godlike space explorer who can just do what they want.
All I do in that game is a few hours every month or so, just dip in and then just fly around planets and see what freaks I can find.
And, well, we've gone and seen No Man's Sky Beyond.
We have.
The upcoming next week update.
Is it chunky?
It's real big. It's a mega update. It's three different updates for all
the time. They've managed to make an infinitely big game bigger.
So it's VR, which we've already kind of seen, but we got our hands on and sweated up a Valve Index real bad.
First time I touched one of them.
Whoever
one of those
decided.
Grip controllers, they look so good.
They are really nice. Although I find the grip thing quite fiddly.
Well,
really?
The actual grip, I don't think.
Element like
maybe
I find
maybe
the Oculus,
sweat was interfering.
It could be the Oculus.
I've got such a soft grip as well.
You do have a very soft grip, like little it's like
I'm
shaking
very
hands with a fish.
I'm a very gentle person.
I prefer the Oculus ones where it detects where your thumbs and fingers are based on motion stuff. Also, whoever decided to put fabric on the inside of the Index is a fucking maniac. It's disgusting.
You're getting a sweaty
fabric?
Brow.
There's fabric touching your head, so you're just sweating into, like, it's like having a pillow on the front of your face.
VR headsets should have mini aircon built in that just
that
blows
be the
onto
loudest
your face.
False experience ever.
Nah, if you have headphones on, it doesn't matter.
If it only turned on when you were flying through space, so it sounded like a bit of a ship, that would
be good.
And it would also incentivize you to get off a planet if you're getting too hot.
That's true.
But you can also now milk animals.
You can.
Like in Star
Wars.
That's
my biggest thing.
So they've done VR
thing.
And they've added milking. That's the second.
Can you milk in VR? Can I grab some nips and just go out?
I think
not.
I think they're machine.
I believe it's
based.
A milking machine.
Oh, that's unfair. Are you putting animals in this machine for them to get milked then?
That's literally how we get milk now.
How do you think farming works?
Sorry, I imagine like the traditional ways and not just forcing some disgusting space
boy Jesse Gomez.
I once had a real like quandary. I was like, you know when you have a tiny bit of milk left in a carton? And you have to open another one to top up a drink with it.
Yeah.
I was once like, I don't want to mix like these two different milks together.
Wouldn't do that.
But I was like, do I really think that whole carton has come from one cow?
Yes.
I was an idiot. No.
That's your headcanon.
Well, yeah, but I'm an idiot.
I do like that. If they put a little label on the side.
You're just respecting each of the milks.
I want to know how many cows have gone into the making of this milk.
Which you just pointed as if there was milk.
4 pint
milk.
4 pint semi skimmed.
4 pints semi skimmed.
Yeah. How many?
I wonder if you can.
How many cows?
I bet
Google might.
I bet it varies.
I bet it's nuts. Something like 100.
It's not 100 cows.
Because imagine, right? You've got two banks of 50 cows.
Well, that's 100, yeah.
Getting
two
milked.
Fleets.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine what happens is you get the udder lactators.
You're getting a lot of milk out of a cow. You're getting...
Yeah, but it all goes into... All those 50 go into big. One giant thing.
I don't
thing.
Like
yeah.
those hand motions. It's like you're stretching yeah, out
I'm
the cow.
Stretching out nips yeah. up into the top of the jug.
Yeah.
I'm imagining it's a big jug.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets all swirled together with a big wooden spoon. And then the farmer comes and pushes the jug over a tiny bit to pour a trickle into your four-pint bottle.
Do you think that there is more... milk. There's more cows going into 4 pints of milk or a 500-gram block of cheese.
Oh, I'm...
Is this beyond our knowledge on the podcast?
I think block of cheese, because if we're talking at an atomic level,
yes.
then Ant-Man what's happening cheese. Is the churn is getting pushing more atomic milk past each other.
Do you think... let's stop that.
No, I'm loving this. Keep going.
Well, you can make... You might be able to make cheese in No Man's Sky, because they now have recipes.
They do.
Oh. You can milk. I don't, what else do you need
milk,
to make cheese?
Space
you,
cheese.
You just need... Milk, don't you?
Milk and time.
Yeah, milk and time. one thing
lovely.
I, one of those things I don't.
That's
have.
What makes that's what makes comedy, if I remember the phrase correctly.
Yeah. Sounds like we're milking time.
We are milking time. We've really not got a lot to talk about this week. But no,
what?
No Man's Sky isn't just
no
about
man's
milking.
Sky. Yeah,
it is. That is part of what is. Referred to as the third pillar now
yes.
because there was the slightly baffling decision from Hello Games to announce that VR was happening, that there's a big online expansion coming, which we can talk about later, and then they were like, oh, there's a mysterious third update, and everyone was like, it's this,
be?
It's that, it's something else,
yeah.
and it turns out it's all of those things.
Lots
and
of little things.
It's like a 500 bullet point change list of stuff.
Like milk,
that's adding everything from a new galactic map, because the galactic map is mad in that game.
Yep.
Yeah.
To more base building stuff, to milk.
You can ride all the creatures.
You can ride. Can you ride all of them?
I don't
Do we
know. There's
that?
Some that are tiny. That'd be mad if you could ride one of those little slug
if
ones.
If you could like surf one around.
Can I ride milk?
Can you can't ride.
Do you know
milk.
What? I like, should have asked this. Can I ride the flying ones?
I bet you can't.
How much?
Just use your spaceship.
How much milk you bet?
100,000 pints of milk.
That's a lot of money, that.
How do you know?
I know how much milk costs.
I might have a hookup.
Okay.
And by that, I mean I'm hooked up to another,
yeah.
and I'm churning that baby out.
Okay.
But basically, you can do all this stuff and more. You can spin... You can actually sit on the chairs now.
Yes.
The big thing in No Man's Sky is that you could only ever spin a chair.
Right.
So if you saw one, the only action would be to just... Spin it around.
Oh, I didn't
now
find
you can
that
sit
out.
In it, and now you can spin it,
yeah.
and I presume in VR you can then be sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
Amazing. NPCs, like
NPCs
alien NPCs
walk
now
around.
Walk around, can walk, and can be found on planets just walking around.
There's more alien races.
The Nexus.
The Nexus.
What
well,
do
that's
they
a
look
different
like?
Bit.
Oh, we're moving. Let's move on to that bit.
Okay, but the point is they're calling it version 2.0.
Yes.
It's a massive
cool.
set of changes, so if you're an existing No Man's Sky player with gripes, those gripes have likely been addressed.
Yes.
Sweet.
And the last part is the online experience. Because
yes.
they added multiplayer last year, but this is to turn it into more of an interesting thing. So Sean Murray put it that 10 to 20% of people play in multiplayer.
Right.
And he thinks it's the best way to play the game.
Can I floss with others whilst drinking milk?
In VR, you can.
I don't know if you would ever hold the milk physically.
Okay.
I imagine it's a choice from a menu.
I just walk around with milk all over my face.
Yeah.
Dripping.
Yeah, especially because I play as one of the robot races.
Yeah.
I want it like falling out of my parts and sparking me up.
Yeah. But he's very reluctant to call it an MMO.
He's going for a Destiny style.
Yeah.
So it's like the sort
like
of...
Like an LMO, a large multiplayer.
Well, it's like a half... It's that idea that you can transition seamlessly from playing totally alone to landing on a planet and there being up to 32 other people.
Like
they have
one hotel.
The Nexus.
And then
I
there's
said
the
again,
Nexus.
Which is like Destiny's Tower, if you've ever played Destiny. It's just a,
it's just
social,
a social
space.
Hub.
Yeah.
It's a cool
you
ship.
Can start missions from, though, and there's shops on there to buy
right,
new...
Okay.
Out, well, new customization options.
But are there
I'm
cooperative
guessing?
Missions now? Like, can we team up
yep.
and actually accomplish
that? Was
something?
Already in there, but they're just
oh,
making
right,
that
okay.
a bit more of a seamless experience.
Right.
So, like, you can summon the Nexus to anywhere you. Pardon
was
me,
there
I
multiplayer
heard about
missions? For? I just thought there were missions.
There were multiplayer missions on those freighters you could get.
Mm,
but you could like you can it. Now summon in the Nexus wherever you are, and when you enter it, everyone else who's in, well, not everyone else, 31 other people will be in there, randomly
yeah.
chosen from your friends list and everyone.
Yeah.
And in that room, there's all this stuff. And if one person chooses a mission, on a planet they were nearby.
Yeah.
You would get your fire team, and when you exit the Nexus, no matter where those other people have been, they would exit with you into that system. So it basically acts as a sort of warp gate for everyone to get to places without...
One of those missions is like, make 30 pints of milk in half an hour.
I'm sure it will be. He raised a really good point, which wasn't quite clear to me whether he meant this is a mission or this is a thing you just do as a group, but he implied that there was a multiplayer mission type, which is like, go and build a base.
Yeah. Cool.
And I love the idea of going out with three strangers and being like, oh, we have to build a place together.
Yeah,
and
yeah, make civilization on this planet.
It'd be really cool.
I've never played No Man's Sky for the mission or the story element of it.
No.
I am just when I'm creative. Playing that game, I'm just exploring. Mm. I'm just finding the weirdest stuff I can, the most colourful things I can. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not into like go to this place and research six creatures and then go back.
But surely that's part of your interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't actually have, you know, I just go there, have a look around. I don't actually spend time scanning them, naming them, uploading them, doing all that bit. I just like basically flying around.
In prep for our chat with Sean Murray, I looked through the No Man's Sky subreddit the other day and someone had posted a picture of a planet they'd found that had been called Incest. And
what color
so
was
even
it?
No Man's Sky, it was
black.
Has it
got a sister planet?
It didn't, no. Thankfully.
Oh, that's nice.
But it was it just reminded me that problems are everywhere.
Even in infinite space, you cannot escape the horror of the human mind.
Do you know what else represents the horror of the human mind?
Me?
Well, me and you in a little place called The Club.
Oh, right, yeah. We've been clubbing.
There's a website called theclub.zone.
Get on it.
It is made by Crows, 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 who are some of the people who were involved in the Stanley Parable, as well as what was that game called? Dr. Langoskov and the Curse of the Tiger Emerald or something. Tiger and the Emerald. It's fucking brilliant. It's a little narrative game about going through a place while Simon Amstel narrates it.
Sick.
It's real good. And they made Accounting as well, which is that VR game that I never played with Justin Roiland, which is apparently wicked.
Yes. The Club, though.
And now they've got The Club. The Club is an MMO about a club. And you go in, you enter out of a grave.
Yes.
And that's the most normal bit.
Yeah.
Got a bit of platforming and drinking juice.
Well, that's an interesting thing. There's no drinking juice. You can get the slurp noises, but there's a lot of juice sitting around.
There's some Capri Sun, a nice little play on Capri Sun.
But there's cans of it, which is weird.
It's very unnatural.
Basically, it's like a fucked up, I've called it a neon baroque hell.
Yeah.
And it is a place, it's essentially a social space where community members from the Crows, Crows, Crows Discord have made music and made images to go with that music. And it just plays on a loop forever.
Yeah. Every time you spawn, you get a randomly generated name along the lines of, what was I called? Bringer of Spice earlier.
I'm currently Ambitious Slime.
Yeah, and you just have a random avatar. It's normally like a 2D bizarre object.
Move around a little bit as well.
I saw a person that was just made out of eyes.
You can go, and if you don't like yours, you can go to the toilet, walk through a magical tunnel, and when you come out of it,
That's what I did. I played it for a few minutes, and I was like, got to level 3, and I'm very proud of myself.
Wow.
And
crucially,
there is no point.
Apart from when you reach level 18.
We thought there was no point, and then we discovered, you had like this creepy man say, follow me.
Yeah.
Because you can have a choice of 45 different text inputs, but nothing
else. And if a creepy man ever says, follow me, I do follow.
You do follow.
Yeah.
And he walked up to a door that said, no under 18s. And then he just slid through it.
Yeah.
And then you tried and you couldn't. And we suddenly realized, he means club level 18.
Yeah.
And basically, you gain levels every so often just for doing nothing. You just have to stand there. And when you're over 18, you can go through it.
Probably takes, I estimate, around 15 to 20 minutes.
15 to 20 minutes.
Spoilers to get to level 18.
Not spoilers, because we haven't got to the end of this bit.
Because once you go through that door, a little red room appears, very Twin Peaksy.
Mm.
But then
there's a big mouth in it.
Yes.
That sounds terrifying.
And there's a big chasm in front of you. No. Well, it's a gape. But and there's little like cloud platforms, so then it turns into a platform once you reach level 18.
A very bad 3D platformer.
Which approximately, it's hard to tell how far I've made it through. I made it halfway across the chasm.
Yeah.
But then on the other side of the chasm is a massive tower that's called the Tower of Champions.
Right.
And there's a painting of it in the actual club.
And
it's
we
all
don't
coming
know
together.
What's
and
in
I
it.
Want to get to the tower, but I want to do it myself.
Have you seen people jump and get to the tower?
I've seen people get to. So when you got a little way across, you could see people on a faraway platform. Platform, but not at the tower.
But it's Yeah, I just really want to do it. And I probably could look up by now and someone's done it and see what's on the other side, but I want to do it myself and see it with my own eyes.
Are there some like trick platforms when you jump through and you go through, or is it just
the
like...
Great, don't jump on the grey ones, you'll fall through.
Yeah.
So the crucial thing is, if you fall through, you die, then you get back, you spawn back in the grave, level one, so you have to wait another 20 minutes to try again.
Is it confirmed 20 minutes waiting time?
It's a roughly 15
minutes. We've been doing
20.
It all day.
Yeah.
I've seen you two.
I made it a decent part just before we started recording.
Yeah, we both had pretty good runs at it.
I just want to get there. And I want to know, I also wouldn't be surprised if it's just an impossible level to complete.
Maybe.
And I'm just being messed with.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind that.
No.
Because that's kind of what the game is. Also, I genuinely, some of that music is well good.
Oh yeah, it's full of user-generated music, which you can just send off as well, can't you?
You
haven't tried making
any. You can apply. They provide a sample pack. That's about 300 megs. Oh, I think I'm going to make something.
Yeah.
We could play it on this podcast one day.
Is everyone listening to the same tracks at the same time?
Yeah.
Or is it
so
everyone's in the same
instance.
That's cool. So it's, I've been mixing between that and the new Slipknot album, which came out today. So it's been a weird day for me.
Yeah, it's not the right headspace, really.
No. It's good fun though.
Speaking of weird shit,
yeah.
By the way, just go. Someone told us to start and end sections by saying the same thing so that they know what they were. Like if they've tuned out and then they're suddenly
the
what are they talking about?
Dot zone.
The club dot zone. Go and check it out. It's really odd.
Yeah.
Play it on your browser.
Oh yeah. Earlier there were two giant grey rectangles. One was covered in communist manifesto writing, and the other one just said "fuck me harder, daddy." So
I saw that tweet.
I think it was a bug. What a bug.
It's a good bug.
I think
though.
It might have been a hack.
Yeah.
Is it a not safe for work game?
Yeah, it shouldn't be, but it seems like it's edging
sounds like
that
it's
way.
Probably the same person who called that planet incest.
Yeah, I mean, if you were playing this at work, if you weren't in our job,
it
would look you've gone
naughty.
Mad.
Yeah,
someone on my replied to my tweets saying that it reminded them of the way chat rooms were represented in the anime Psycho Pass. I haven't seen it, but
nor
I bet somebody has listening to this.
Sounds highly accurate.
It's a good anime.
It sounds highly accurate. but there's another strange game hanging around the office today that you and Dale have been playing, Jesse. It's called Half Dead 2.
I've heard it's for perverts.
What? That's not true at all.
I've heard it's cubes involved.
It is basically the cube, the game. So
as in the cube, the TV show, or the cube, the film?
Not that perfect iteration of the cube. It's the film made by the Canadian guy. Many years
the cube,
ago,
the Canadian guy.
I enjoyed
I think
the
like
cube.
A Canadian director. That's the
I enjoyed
I really
the cube.
Remember.
The film. It's a mad low budget sci-fi,
it is
and
very
it's
good.
Is it? Is that it's, the one with Jennifer Lopez?
No,
oh, is that The Cell?
That's The Cell.
That's The Cell.
I thought she's in a film,
cube.
With The Eye or something. I can't
that's Jessica
remember.
Alba. The Eye.
Oh right,
Cube.
Whoops.
Oh,
come on.
I didn't know that there was a sequel to The Cube.
Yeah,
called
I think
cube
there's a
2 Hypercube.
Or is it not Cube Squared?
Oh well, it says Cube 2 here.
Right. Okay.
But yeah. Tell us all about this game based on The Cube.
It's pretty good. You've got multi-storied buildings. You've got different traps and stuff. And you just have to escape. And
it's almost Saw.
It is basically Saw. There's tons of things you can experience. You can throw your shoe. Might activate a trap. It might not.
This is
you
half,
only have two shoes to throw.
I mean, you would hope so.
This is Half-Dead 2. Did you play Half-Dead the first one?
No. We went straight for the sequel. Don't have to worry about the lore in the first game.
So wait.
It's the first I've heard of this series.
Is it
today?
Go fundamentals. Is this a first-person game?
So, first-person game, there's two modes. You have the normal co-op mode, when it's you and a few mates working together, and you have to go through different levels, going higher and higher, except you can customize. It can be 5x5, 10x10, it can be pyramid-shaped, all that kind of crazy shit. Or you have this other mode.
Fuck the pyramids.
I know, right? And then you have this other mode, kind of like a battle royale. You start on one end, the other person starts on the other, and each room starts to get filled with spikes. So you have to eventually get closer and closer and fight with each other and stuff. Me and Dale just played the co-op mode, and he just kept dying. I was very disappointed. He died by an alligator and books falling on him.
There's alligators in it.
There are. There's rooms.
Is this the sort of thing that actually happens? Is this sort of thing where you say this now and then when he listens to it on the way home, he's going to message you and be like, why are you bullshitting about me?
He died more times than I did.
I'm really confused about what this game actually looks like because I didn't really think about, it looks better than I thought.
But tell me more about throwing the shoes.
So, I don't know if this is a thing taken from the film or not. I can't quite remember. I think I remember there being something about them, like, taking their boots
I've
off.
Yeah, I've seen that film once, and it was a long time ago.
So, essentially, your shoe is your best friend when it comes to this game.
Not your friend that you're playing co-op with.
No, definitely not. Not when it's Dale. Yeah, he just keeps dying. But
I hear he's shit.
Wow.
He was good. I trained him up. I can't wait till he listens to this. So, you open a door, and then you throw your boot in, right? If the doors close or if a trap activates, then you know it's a pretty dangerous room. Sometimes traps might activate, but you can still go into the room, so then you can pick your boot back up. But if you lose all your boots and you go in a room and a trap activates, you're fucked.
Mm.
But sometimes you might find a skeleton with a boot on it. Sometimes you might find a health kit. So you can mix and match with some fresh Jordans or some Converses.
This does actually sound quite good.
It was quite fun.
What's the fighting aspect? I see a lot of pictures of knives.
Yeah, so I think that's the mode called Carnage, which is the kind of Battle Royale mode.
Oh, so you don't do any fighting outside of that?
Not into that.
No, no, just the co-op mode. That's when you're just working together. But you do find some NPCs. You might find a homeless man.
So is it ultimately a puzzle game more than anything?
Kind of, yeah. I'd say so.
But it sounds good.
It's just really fun to die in the game.
Is it just on PC?
Yeah. But it costs like £3.24.
Oh,
it's
good.
Super cheap.
Mm. I actually quite like the sound of this. And you've done a Let's Play, haven't you?
Yes, and it should be coming out soon.
Soon. I'm looking forward to that.
If the big wigs allow it.
Oh,
I know how they feel about shoe throwing.
I hate corporate.
If Big Milk doesn't block us after this. Big Milk.
Chungus Milk.
From now on, could you call me Big Milk?
No.
I want that to be my nickname.
I'm not going to call you Big Milk.
Ultra Milk?
Big Curd.
I'll take Big Curd as well.
Just call you the Skimmer.
The Skimmer. Call me Louis Pasteur, because I'll warm you up.
Terrible.
You know what we should do instead of talking about Big Milk?
Drink some.
Do a big quiz.
Yeah.
Inside, it's a UK IGN crew. Yeah. Yeah, and the ones and twos. We got the games, gonna play for you. Inside, I got a question for you. Hold tight, the DJ, we're coming through. Yeah, and the ones and twos. We got the games, gonna play for you. Inside, I got a question for you. Is it in the search?
Winner gets a 4 point. It's my quiz.
That's a nice little tune.
Yeah.
It sounded like a return to the garage.
Do you know what?
Winner gets a 4 point.
Do you know what goes really well with milk? PG tips. Some tea.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It worked perfectly.
Yeah.
PG tips is back, the parental guidance trivia game from IMDb and me.
is that the person who originally
suggested it? Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Matt enjoys doing this one, so I haven't completely stolen his thing. I'm doing it for games, not films.
I love games.
Because IMDb. As you only just found out, do games as well as films.
That's mad. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're not as in-depth.
So they don't have like a cool trivia section that I can look at. Okay.
But it's not great, though. It's not to the same extent, but you still do get the mad people giving parental guidance.
Who has time to log in and do this shit?
I know. That sounds like the sort of thing you'd do.
What? I'm not a parent.
The idea of logging in to IMDb does seem like anathema.
Yeah, it just seems too much.
You ever logged in?
You ever jacked in?
I probably do have an account.
I think I might do as well, actually.
But why? Why would you make an account?
I think I was once...
Because I'm a legend.
A board member.
I think I'm pretty cool and maybe altered someone's incorrect trivia once.
Okay.
But basically, what I've got here is 5 different video games.
Ooh.
And we've got 5 clues for each, getting easier as we go.
Sweet.
If you get it on the first clue, you get 5 points, 4, 3, so on.
I'm so excited.
And they're all... Again, they're all user-submitted parental guidance advice for these games, some of which are vague, some of which are mad, some of which are both.
I bet these people aren't even parents.
So, here's video game number one. And indeed, clue number one.
Please
I'm on a mad one today.
I'm on a mad one today.
Here we go. This person says, if spoken to at the correct time, a character says, damn it. However, this is entirely optional.
Spoken to at the incorrect time or the correct time?
At the correct time, a character says, damn it.
Psychonauts.
However, this is entirely optional. It's not Psychonauts.
Damn it. I'm going to say Deus Ex.
No. Fall this person out. Thought, if you don't want your kid to hear the word damn it, then, you know, it's a problem.
Okay.
No one's getting it there then. Here, number
Zumbinis.
Two. That's a fucking game.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's one of my favourite games as a kid. The Legend of is it Legend of Zumbinis?
I think there are a few Zumbinis.
Lots and lots of like maths and non-verbal reasoning puzzles and stuff like that. You have to get them all to safety. Oh, it's a fucking
It's like Lemmings but with education.
So you're saving maths.
God, it was so good.
It is a good
game. The pizza one was good. That guy did not like olives.
That's some hyper-specific referencing.
Anyway. Clue number two.
Okay.
You can ask a woman for something to drink, and she responds by saying, we only serve drinks here that are definitely just for grown-ups.
Bully.
We only serve drinks here that are definitely just for grown-ups.
That's not a bad shout.
There's a little clue there as to the age of the protagonist, maybe.
We only serve drinks here.
SpongeBob.
That are definitely just grabs.
Balls.
It's a game of the child. Life is Strange?
No.
Okay.
On we go. Impact is generally depicted with large, stylized, flashy effects and are quite unrealistic. Enemies generally blow up in smoke when defeated.
Scooby-Doo? A Scooby-Doo game? No.
Oh, a Scooby-Doo game. Scooby-Doo any game. Of those Scooby-Doo... You've really got to think about the Quizmaster here. Yeah, I don't think he's going searching for a random Scooby-Doo game.
I like
no matter
Scooby-Doo.
How much he likes the Zambinis all he's seen.
A lot. I can't remember a Scooby-Doo Scoob. Game, but...
Knights of the 100 Frights, I think it's called.
Yeah, it's your favourite.
Medieval?
Yeah. No. On we go.
Which clue are we on now?
This is the fourth one, so you get 2 points if you get it on this.
Shit house.
The game contains some mildly suggestive material. Fairies with moderate cleavage. Dialogue such as, I get to
Breath
see
Breath of the Wild.
It is.
Yes!
How did you get it from that, you perv?
Fairies.
Yeah.
I mean, that is
that
most,
the only game with fairies?
To be fair, yes. most Zelda games one. Include a fairy with cleavage showing, to be
I'll
fair.
I'll carry on
they
that
had
clue.
Some pretty big stuff
Sorry.
Going on in that
Dialogue dead. Such as, I get to see a young hunk draw a bow again.
Yeah.
And
oh, right.
If I have to have something pounce on me, why couldn't it be a lady?
Oh. There is some weird stuff in there.
Yeah,
those devs are crazy.
It's Japanese.
Yeah, and those the bits last, where the fairies that's, are implied to have done something to Link in between
smothered
the cake.
Him.
I put J and J, but that's not going to help me score, is it?
Yep.
So you've got G and Joe. And the last
G.
clue for Breath of the Wild is the main character Link. Can be dressed or undressed at the player's will.
Oh,
one fair. Character berates Link for his immodesty should he happen to not be wearing a shirt or pants.
That's the only reason I play that game.
So, 2 points to Jesse.
Sweet. I like it.
Oh, I've written that as a two. It's not going to help. I should tally properly. Right, game number two. So I've redacted the character's... the game's name here. If the game was a movie, it would be R-rated... For strong bloody violence, moderate language, and disturbing images.
Manhunt. Manhunt 2.
I'm just giving you a clue here of what kind of game it is.
Gun.
What's that shit motorcycle game that came
it's
out?
It's not
a
that.
While, but okay.
BMX Full Throttle's good. clue 2. Throughout the game, alcohol and cigarettes are frequently found. The player can drink and smoke these.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
If the player drinks too much alcohol, the screen becomes fuzzy for a short period of time and the player starts swaying.
Bully. True crime, Streets of LA.
That's a
it
shit
It is
game.
Not portrayed in a positive light, however, as using alcohol and cigarettes lowers your health.
Metal Gear Solid?
Yes.
No.
He only has cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
No.
Oh, no.
Clue 3.
Sleeping Dogs.
No. In one mission... The player must hunt down and kill several men, then take pictures of their corpses for a character's masterpiece.
This isn't Grand Theft Auto, is it?
We haven't no.
Good. I feel like I know this game.
You
for a
will know this game.
Hitman 2. No, that makes no sense.
Take pictures of their corpses.
I've only just remembered. I don't think Jesse's playing this game. Which is a...
Shit.
He might have. Maybe I've got it wrong.
But you have a phone. Or you can take a picture?
It says you can take pictures. Nothing to say anything about a phone. Clue 4 for 2 points. There were a few jump scares throughout the game. However, most of the game's intensity and scariness comes from its atmosphere and story.
Is it Condemned?
No.
Good game.
Fear?
No,
no. Wouldn't be
I
fear.
Love Fear.
Only the first one's good.
I'm annoyed.
Clue number 5.
Okay.
The majority of the enemies are severely deformed and very violent. Deranged, drugged... sorry, I said that wrong. A severely deformed and very violent, deranged drug addicts.
It's not Condemned.
Real life.
I didn't say the name of the enemy because that would make it... I will say the name of the enemy.
Oh, once. Is it Bioshock?
Yes, it's
Fuck.
Bioshock.
Yeah. I forgot about say splicers. The masterpiece element.
That's a big chunk of it.
That's your point.
I wouldn't have
taking
guessed
photos
that.
Of the
you
enemies
can take
is a big chunk
in Bioshock.
Of, it's a big chunk of it, researching every enemy. You,
I didn't know that. I just thought it was just first-person shooter.
Guy's a dirtbag.
You haven't played Bioshock, though, have you?
No, I haven't.
It's a disgrace.
Sorry.
1 point to Joe. It's 2-1 to Jesse at the moment. Game number 3.
Is there a link?
No.
Okay, good.
No, thank God.
No, I just picked some games. clue number 1. It's rage-inducing, which is very intense for the user.
I want to be the guy.
Is that
Do
a game?
You?
That wouldn't be on there.
Oh. Guitar Hero.
No. Oh, okay.
This is obviously not going to guess at
Jedi
five.
Academy.
One character is depicted smoking a cigar.
Just one.
Killer 7.
13.
No. What was the first tip again?
It's rage inducing, which is very intense for the user.
Spider-Man 2.
What?
J. Jonah Jameson.
Clue number three. Sometimes if you wear a specific costume of a character, she will say British curse words like wanker or tosser.
Overwatch.
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't have
that's
got that.
That's Tracer, innit?
Yeah. She and McCree wanker. Smokes a cigar.
Wanker!
So that's 3 points to Joe there. So
congratulations,
he's taken
Joe.
A 4-2 lead with two games to play. The other clues for Overwatch. Characters fall to the floor upon death with the players from the player's point of view, but disappear from a teammate or opponent's point of view. No corpses are left behind.
I didn't know that.
They got briefly for a short period of time, aren't they?
There.
Yeah. They're not
what age rating is Overwatch?
12? Is it like a 12?
Let's
like
say a 12. Call the whole thing off.
And the Xbox. Last one. Some characters are based on scary icons. For example, ninjas and animals. Maybe
scary
intense
icons.
For some players.
Okay, now.
Scary icons such
grow
as animals.
Up, parents.
It's a harsh life if
hamsters
Overwatch is scary.
Are terrifying.
Is that one of the tips?
No. Okay, game number four. Although described as sparkling water, I've taken the character name out here. Character serves it in champagne glasses at a wedding.
So that's mad.
Although described as sparkling water, it's served as in champagne glasses at a wedding.
The Sims.
Nah.
Oh, it's got a character
Day's gone.
Name.
No.
Fuck.
Okay, two. This one, it might give it away, but it might not.
Okay.
The ruined dragon could be frightening for some young players.
The what?
Ruined dragon. It's a very specific
thing. Is it Edith Finch?
No.
There is a ruined dragon in that.
Any Dragon Quest.
The ruined dragon. Okay, clue number three. I've taken out the character. Character has an unlockable costume in swim trunks. He appears shirtless and has nipples.
Spider-Man.
Kitsch. In brackets, kids should also be advised not to research this on the internet.
Persona 5?
No.
Swim trunks.
An unlockable costume.
Any dead or
shirtless
alive.
Shirtless and nipples. And kids should not research that on the internet.
Dead Rising.
Shirtless nips. Fire Emblem, one of them.
You're going to kick yourself.
You're going to kick yourself,
four.
Mate. I'll kick you.
Clue number four. This may be traumatic for those who are victims. I can't say this. This may be traumatic for those who are victims of bride kidnappings.
How often does that happen? Fucking hell.
Bride kidnappings.
Mario? Any of the Marios?
Oh!
Super Mario Odyssey?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Joe, for allowing me to get that.
That's fair.
That's 2 points to Jesse. That means it's 4-all with one left to play.
Fucking Mario's nips! Everyone knows Mario had nips in that game!
I thought you'd get it from that. And
famous
also,
nips.
The ruined dragon.
Time we saw his nips.
The ruined dragon is a boss fight, but it may not trigger.
Yeah, the kind of Dark Souls.
But yeah, they serve sparkling water in champagne glasses.
That's cute.
And the last one
described as that, is it? Oh, it is, because it's that mad bubbly water kingdom.
Yeah.
What a fucking stupid game.
And the fifth and final clue was one use of damn you, plumber boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Bowser getting salty in his old age.
So, 4-all, one game to play. Here we go. A woman violently stomps on a man's testicles, squirting blood everywhere.
Oh my god. Tekken?
No.
Nina does some stamping. Violently. Is it.
Those videos on the internet.
Dead to rights.
No.
Is it.
Next clue. Oh. The player can use various methods to kill people in tanks, running people over, airstrikes, and shooting people with various guns.
GoldenEye?
Dead Rising 3.
No.
Two. Fuck.
You can kill people with tanks, you can run them over, you can use airstrikes, and you can shoot them with guns.
Yeah, there's a tank in that.
Yeah, but the first clue has someone stamping balls.
Xenia Onatopp's in that. She might have done it. Mercenaries.
No.
That's a good game. Mm.
The game is played in a way... they've written this wrong. The game is played in a way where a lot of pressure is put on the player not to be caught by enemies. After some missions, players...
Metal Gear Solid 2. 1.
After
3. 4, 5.
Relax. 5. Metal Gear Solid 5. The Phantom Pain.
Yeah. When's the stamping?
What's that?
It happens.
You don't know that.
I haven't finished it. I imagine, isn't there a scene where Quiet is...
Yeah, but Quiet never stamps on someone's balls and blood flies
is
out.
Is it her? I don't know if it's... I'm assuming it's her doing it.
Does
I don't
Paz
know that
do
game
it?
Well enough.
Is it
well, isn't there a scene when she is attacked by a group of men and she might do it then?
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think you've been captured, and then she saves
there's,
you.
There's a heavily insinuating scene.
Weird. I've never seen Kojima do that.
Well,
before.
I know. He's, who God knows what's ashamed. In Death Stranding. I mean, when Death Stranding comes out, there'll be a long list of these.
Yeah.
So yeah, after some missions, players may need to take a break from the game to cool down. Number
that was number four.
No, that was three. That was the second part of that clue.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Number four is, in the beginning, you follow a guy wearing a hospital gown. Glimpses of his butt are seen through the back of the gown.
Mama.
Then number five. Some missions require the player to assassinate various individuals, although you are never forced to kill anyone, and are rewarded in every mission for not killing anyone.
That's so true.
If the player chooses to kill several people instead, the character's horn grows larger and his body is covered in blood that cannot be washed off.
That's so good.
Oh man.
So yep, that was some Joe ended up winning there, I believe, 7 points.
Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you so much.
It was a good contest.
You forget that Kojima's such a subtle writer.
Yes.
A slutty writer.
When he kills people, a horn grows and he gets covered in blood that can't be washed off. It's positively baroque.
It's just like that guy can only live for 21 minutes.
I've said baroque twice today. That shows
that's
in my head.
You're a knobhead.
Baroque's cool though, isn't it?
Do you want some feedback?
Well, no, first let's do the Dark Crystal thing, shall we?
Oh, what's that?
Basically, right, from the 23rd of August at the BFI South Bank, you might be interested to know that the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance from Netflix is getting a sort of exhibition. You can see all sorts of
things there.
People
like puppets.
They do like puppets. You're absolutely right. I believe tickets are on sale throughout August and September. Some of those days have special screenings. I think Brian Froud, who will one day be on this podcast, who designed a lot of the creatures for Dark Crystal, so he is probably nuts.
Matt would be doing backflips at this segment right now.
Well, I believe Matt may have talked to him.
But anyway.
And basically, there's lots of stuff going on at the BFI. It looks very good.
Yes.
If you don't follow us on Twitter, you've made a boo-boo, baby.
Us as a collective.
IGN UK.
Yeah, at IGN UK. Basically, we ran a competition to win a pair of tickets, or 11 pairs of tickets, to go...
What a bizarre number.
...to the premiere of this exhibition.
Oh, my God.
Are they trying to create, like, two football teams?
Yeah.
That's
the
intent.
So. Watch the first episode of this and go to the exhibition early. I'm going to announce the winners now.
So anyone whose name gets read here has a pair of tickets, am I right?
Yeah. I'm gonna read these out. We'll ask for your details on Twitter as well.
It'll do it.
This is part of the deal that I read out who wins.
Ooh.
So here we go. React to these names how you want. Some of them are real, some of them are Twitter names. Such as The Truly Mad.
Well done.
Nice.
Luke Ridgeway.
Congrats.
Well, run like Joe.
Well done.
That's you.
You should run like Joe.
Is that another username?
I'm graceful.
Oh.
No. Geraj R.
Well done.
You'll like this one. Beef XO.
I do love that.
Josh Hards.
Yeah.
Nice.
Zarina.
Indeed.
Congrats.
Dan Buckley.
Nice.
Sweet.
One.
Maisie Daniels.
Lovely.
John.
Good one.
And Nicole.
Fantastic.
But she's got a little star emoji after Nicole.
Amazing.
Very special.
Congratulations to all of you. We'll be sending tweets to you or DMs to you to ask for your details.
You even listen to this podcast. You'll get a message anyway.
I should bloody hope they will.
Yeah.
They're all Russian bots.
They aren't. I've checked for that. Jesse.
If you do listen to this podcast, send us some feedback at IGN_UK feedback@IGN.com.
And
that would be lovely.
Follow our Twitter feed for more competitions.
Because
we'll get those sometimes.
Because then you send us feedback and then we read some out. And that's how I'm going to do this now.
That's amazing that they've done that.
It's amazing. Quick one here from David Trevino.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm from USA, so what the heck is a pick-a-mix?
I hadn't really considered that pick-a-mix might not be a thing.
Yeah.
It would be a thing. It's just the core concept of
whenever I've gone into an American store or anything, I never see like boxes of sweets and you can fill a bag with.
Yeah. Well, that's just fucked up.
So it's pick and mix.
Yeah.
Or I saw someone refer to it, an English person, as pick-o-mix.
Oh, like I've never done that. I very much pick N apostrophe. Yeah. Apostrophe.
Yeah.
Mix.
Technically an apostrophe on either side of the N, if you want to be correct.
How often does your pick
like
get
guns
mixed?
And roses?
Very rarely. My own.
Fair
My
enough.
Pick stays. Solid and with its friends.
But I don't know, just pick a mix. exist in many usage anymore, because there is always the unhygienic thing around it that lots of kids are just sticking their hands
oh, 100%.
In and you know you don't want that. Of course you did, look at you.
Pick and mix is that. It's basically a series of boxes of sweets,
yep.
and you pick them and you mix them.
Sometimes seen at cinemas.
Yep. Absolutely, yep. often seen at cinemas.
And parents may give you a budget of 30 to 40 pence.
Fuck them,
50
I'll take
if
more.
You're lucky. Yeah. Do you take 31p sweets? Do you get a couple of bars?
Well, you don't get 1p sweets anymore.
We're
talking about that.
Long gone. But yeah, that is basically, yeah, you're just making your own little bag of sweets.
Genuinely interested to know if there are US listeners who have routinely heard us say things and never worked out what they mean.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, because this person's gone, I don't know what the fuck a pick and mix is, so I need to know right now.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there are people who are like, they just keep saying, I'm just going to ignore it. Yeah. But if you do not have something that just doesn't make sense to you about the UK, and yeah. don't write in about Brexit, IGN_UK feedback@IGN.com.
Yes. I feel, well, we're coming to the end of the crisp and snack hot topic Saga. Of the month. That yeah. was very much a... late July, early August fling.
Yeah, it was and a,
fair enough.
Got it's a summer of bits, romance.
Couple more bits today, but I feel like we've run our course of crisps.
Mm-hmm.
It's 500 next week. That may signal the end of the great crisp run.
Still a few scant tickets
yes,
left to be bought
a couple.
For that. Don't forget,
not many at all.
16 different hosts.
Yes.
That's absurd.
On the 16th of August.
That's
you get
mad.
A sexy badge
yes.
that says IGN UK on it, like our podcast
you
logo.
Get
look
to,
at your phone. Look at that logo. Imagine yeah. wearing it.
You get to look get at to Joe's face.
Yes.
My face is on show.
You get to feel my soft grip.
Your soft grip's on
illegal.
Show. And I don't think, we've announced previously, on the topic of feedback, if you get some feedback read at the show, you will win some insert coin goodies. We have a big box.
We
to
will
give away.
Have. I think we'll have a hat or some sort of variety of object that you can write little
Sweet.
Questions in,
yes.
and
That's
we will
lovely.
Have a roughly half an hour section in the end. Where
will
we
there be milk?
Will there, well, there might be now.
We
Please
bring
don't bring pints and pints of milk. There will not be places.
You can bring a pint of milk
I'm not
if
taking,
that's your choice.
I'm not taking milk.
Actually, you probably can't bring your own drinks and food.
I'm
in.
Not taking yeah. milk home.
Don't
with
bring
me.
Milk.
I've got another piece here from James Skelton, who says,
All right.
"Love the show, been a listener for years. Good on you, good on you. Never written in before, but felt compelled.
I felt compelled
after the weeks of crisp debate." So, here we go. James went into the George Pub in Selby, North Yorkshire, and browsing through their menu, it seems they are now treating crisps as condiments and toppings.
That's... Oh, shit, yes.
I've attached three pictures from the menu, which I did look at,
mm-hmm.
quite bizarre, showing Wotsits and Monster Munch being used as burger toppings.
Yes.
That makes
and chicken,
100% yes.
And chicken wings with a Monster Munch crunch.
That sounds
very
nice.
That sounds fucking wicked.
It
what
does
place
sound
is
good.
This?
It's the George Pub in Selby, North Yorkshire.
Oh, okay.
Is
right.
he going on holiday?
Goodbye! Goodbye!
yeah. I felt compelled to see how they presented their crunch, so ordered the wings,
oh.
and lo and behold, they came with grated Monster Munch over the bowl of wings.
Grated! Like they've come in long strips.
I like that they just bring a packet to your table and then grate it for
it.
You
like
over
black
the
pepper.
Top. Yeah.
They just smash a bag in front of you.
Very
key.
Which Monster
well,
Munch,
Well,
though?
That's what I want to know.
Okay.
It's not clear, is it the pickled onion one? Is
I'll
it the beef?
That.
Pickled onion wings could be quite nice.
That on a chicken wing, yeah, I'd say pickled onion's more likely because it's got the tang.
What's
yeah.
the shittiest
or the spice,
flavor
there's
of Monster
the spicy,
Munch?
The spicy ones
I think pickled onion is the shittiest.
Really, I think the beef ones are.
Are there only two flavours?
There's the spicy ones as well.
Yeah.
Hot and spicy.
Hot and spicy.
That They're would work right. on the wings.
They would.
Yeah. Anyway,
ice cream flavour.
We've got a report. It wasn't exactly a great matchup.
Oh,
give
no.
me some hot sauce any day. So you're not getting sauce and... I reckon they'd work quite
oh, well
with the
just
marriage.
Normal chicken wings with... I suppose the if it had hot sauce on it, it would dissolve the mash.
It should be ingrained.
I need to look again at these pictures
the
and really work out what's going on. But anyway, next... All right, he's actually just said here at the end, my point, that would be quite funny. Next, they'll have servers bring out a variety of bags for you to choose and a cheese grater, and we'll grate in front of you.
I like
Sorry,
that.
I completely ruined your joke there at the end, James. But we think on the same wavelength, so whether that's
good.
A good thing for you or not, I'll let you decide.
The crisps as toppings thing, super into it.
Yep.
A crisp sandwich.
Oh, very nice.
Very good
Do you know
stuff.
What I did at the weekend? I had.
I don't know what I want to do.
I made a ham sandwich, and I also had with it a bag of new Monterey Jack mini cheddars.
Oh, that sounds quite
and
good.
And I placed half a dozen in the sand.
Yeah, I had a crunch. That's a ham and cheese sandwich
and
for the ages,
that's
baby.
How I enjoy my Sundays now.
Yesterday, me and you treated ourselves to a Thai Express, which is a lovely little chain down below our building.
You can get Thai Express in Montreal.
Can you?
Yeah.
That's good.
There you go, little fact.
The only thing I've ever had from Thai Express, because it is too good for me to risk anything else, is a medium spice peanut stir fry with chicken.
Yes. Sounds very nice.
It's incredible. But yesterday what I did was I bought prawn crackers with
Naughty boy.
Because sometimes, right, you don't put quite enough sauce in, it doesn't go all the way to the bottom. Mm. So I used the prawn crackers as a scoop for a rice that hadn't been
made.
This
is the most... You sound so much like Alan Partridge right now. It's unbelievable.
It's fucking amazing.
What's the American version of us putting crisps for sandwiches? Taking a hollowed loaf of bread and put Fanta in it, maybe?
It's probably putting Doritos in Taco Bell.
And that is fucking good. Doritos Crunch like gorditas.
That's what they're called.
Yeah. They're amazing.
Gorditas.
Yeah. What are they called? Doritos Crunch Wraps. They're good.
Cheesy gordita? No, I don't know.
But they're great.
They all taste... Literally everything Taco Bell tastes the same.
Now, the thing... Yeah, good.
Yeah.
The thing that I've recently come across with you is that they started doing a nacho chili beef flavour at Subway. Occasionally, we'll look at each other just before lunch and we'll go, cookie meal?
Cookie meal. Could do.
And we'll go and get a meal with a cookie.
That is highly disappointing because... The nachos they put in the sub
are
soft.
They're wet.
You don't get a crunch.
Soft nachos.
Yeah.
So you could basically
like
bend them.
The flavour of nachos is as good as the crunch of nachos.
That should be illegal.
I agree wholeheartedly with you.
If I want a crisp, I want it to snap, not bend. Oh. I don't want a Reese Witherspoon in Legally Blonde with the bend and snap.
Absolutely.
Okay, right.
I just want the snap.
I can't even imagine why you'd want a bendy crisp.
No. It's not a crisp. If it bends, it's not crisp.
It's not crisp.
No. Last night,
I
said we'd get away from the crisps. I've come full circle.
This is news. Let's talk about crisp news.
Let me tell you about slabs.
What?
Slabs.
What's this?
They're four times thicker than the average crisp.
Is that scientifically?
And they're packed with flavour.
They say it.
Yes.
Okay.
They are, and I say this with a heavy heart.
Yeah.
They may be my new, with a heavy heart, that's not the right phrase.
That's fair.
I love them.
My girlfriend bought a packet.
Yeah.
Apropos of nothing, came over, said, "You want a slab?" And we all went, "Well, obviously we want a slab."
Yeah.
And who makes the slabs? And what
very good question.
Slabs?
And they're like £2 a pack. They're not cheap.
You know who I think's behind slabs?
Who?
Big Milk.
Yeah. It followed on from me and Joe had a very interesting conversation earlier in the day. Turns out, world's largest potato, 3.5 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
World's largest onion, 8.5 kilos.
I'm very disappointed in potato.
Onions are fucking bossing it out there in the big farm markets.
Big onions.
Big onion and big milk.
Big onion coming for you, big milk.
But anyway, slabs, very good. 4 times thicker than the average crisp, packed with flavour, and I need to find some more.
They're really good. We've got to try some more. I was going to say that's the end of the crisp section. It's not, because we've got this message, this missive from Ben Jack.
Please.
Ben Jack says... Going to do an accent?
Don't do an accent, just read it.
No, okay. Hi guys, I have a nephew who's 7 years old, and to call the little turd feral isn't really doing service to how horrible he actually is.
Oh wow.
He constantly hits me in the balls when he sees me. What? And he recently broke my Elite controller by throwing it across the room.
That's a lot of money.
Do check your Elite. I'm sure you have, but Elite controllers do come apart naturally. That's the point of them. Just want
they're
to
like
say
Lego
that.
I'm sure he understands.
Yeah, you can Lego new
controllers.
Bits on, they're great.
Oh.
Elite controllers are incredible. Anyway, the other day I was tasked with taking him to the local park. On the way, I stopped by the local shop to pick up a drink. Mm. While we were there, he was bugging me for a packet of crisps. I was all ready to say no when I saw what was in his hands. It was the rather spicy Walker's cheese and jalapeno flavour.
Why are you saying jalapeno?
Jalapeno is my favourite way to say that word.
Don't do
jalapeno.
That.
Or should technically be jalapeno. Jalapeno. I told him... You should say jalapeno too. I told him they were spicy, but he told me he eats spicy food all the time, so I got them for him.
He's a brave little shit.
He's a brave little shit. Right. That's a good uncle too, just being like, you know what? You can
go
have
ahead.
Those crisps if you say it.
Freedom starts now and you're about
you
to
learn.
While at the park, and he learned, he proceeds to shovel the crisps down his throat. That's disgusting. I watched... imagine the act.
Yeah.
I watched and waited for the enviable hit of spice and wasn't disappointed when he threw up.
Just a reminder. Seven years old.
I did give him my drink to help him out because I'm not a total arsehole.
Milk?
And I... And I told him that I warned him about the spicy crisps, which I like because he's like, have this drink. You idiot, I told you. Drink up, you fucking prick. Since then, I haven't been greeted by a punch to the balls, and he's been better behaved. So I've got to thank Walkers for that.
Nice.
I know this makes me sound like a bad man, but I have successfully raised kids of my own, and I did warn him. Ben Jack, that is a brilliant email.
If you're given a warning, then it's fair game, even if you're 7 years old.
Dale read that email out in full while we were at the pub the other day. He loves it so much, particularly the phrase, to call the little turd feral isn't really doing service to how horrible he actually is.
Oh, man.
What a great That's phrase. Right. What you got for us?
It's time for Jeremy Pigeon to email us.
I remember Jeremy Pigeon. He's done
it
before.
I have it here. Beautiful. He says, evening, lads. Going to try and get two for two here, but to throw a new question in the ring for discussion. Mm. What's QAA, your favourite piece of original soundtrack music from your childhood game?
What's QAA?
I don't know. I mean, QAA, what does that mean?
Wow. I don't know what's happened with Jeremy Pigeon's brain. I seem to remember last time he could speak.
Yeah, so first part is, what's your favourite piece of original soundtrack music from your childhood game?
From a childhood game.
Yes.
Dynasty Warriors 3.
Fair enough.
I can remember every note of the Yellow Turban Rebellion.
It's going to be boring, but probably just the Pokemon battle music.
Oh, it is such a good tune.
Everyone knows it, and there's many variations of it.
Do you have the thing? Oh, actually, you haven't answered yet.
It's not quite childhood, it's more teenage, the San Andreas.
Fair enough. That is pretty banging.
And the Canis Canaredits / Bully one.
I don't remember that music at all. The start of the opening, the menu music to Halo as well is pretty relevant.
I was just about to say Halo 3, which was in 2007, I would have been 10 years old, and that was the first time I was able to play games online with people, and it was like the most magical experience. And the last piece of music and the final mission of Halo 3, when the drums start kicking up and you're escaping the big burning planet and shit, it's pretty rad.
That is really good.
Yep.
Have you seen that video on YouTube where a guy walks into a toilet and he just starts going,
yes. The Halo 3 music theme is the best thing for things with loud echoes and shit. It's the best. Reverb, that's what you want.
I don't know how you'd search for this, but have you seen this video? No. Guy walks in, he's just doing that and starts singing the Halo thing, and then you hear like all the voices from the Halo thing.
It sounds so good.
And it turns around and it's this bathroom just like tens and tens of people.
It's like at university or something.
It's fucking hilarious.
So, we've got another bit here as well.
Oh, yeah.
I was recently reminded of Streets of Rage 2 and the banger that is the first soundtrack on the first level.
Good.
And he says, YouTube link provided. I can't click a piece of paper.
It's amazing.
You can click the email.
Any special original soundtracks or tracks that take you back to being a kid with your first game console?
That's a very similar one.
First games console. Oh, that's it. Like,
oh, my, for me,
well, it's got. I think for me, again, it's a really obvious one, but just the Super Mario Brothers 1 theme
world,
will make me always think of being like 4.
Spider-Man on the PS1, the main menu theme is like a rock version of like the original Spider-Man theme track. It sounds fucking good.
Do you have that thing where you will like mentally attach an album you were listening to at the same time as playing a game?
Yes.
So what's yours?
You've put me on the spot now.
I need to find out the name of mine.
I don't do it so much with music, I do it with TV shows.
Oh, okay.
So I like, there's some like Football Manager I will just associate with watching, like, I don't know, Dexter, because I've watched the whole of Dexter while playing Football Manager.
I listened to the first Future Heads album on a loop while playing the original Mercenaries.
Okay.
And those two things don't go together at all, but for some reason now I can't think of one without associating the other immediately. Yeah. It's really weird.
Not necessarily like my first games console, because I can't really think of like the music back then, but tying back into Halo 3, Phobia by Breaking Benjamin and stuff, which I think was... I think he did the music for Halo 2, like a guitar or some shit like that, and I just shifted that to Halo 3. So Diary of Jane.
Brought Breaking Benjamin.
Yep.
There's lots of like from soundtracks like Need for Speed and Tony Hawk, obviously.
But we've done this before, but what's the best official soundtrack to a game?
Official soundtrack?
OST.
Mm. That's a very good question, Joe.
Well, whatever you're going to say,
yeah.
If it's not FTL, then you're wrong. But that's fine.
Very recognisable.
Ken Prunty's work is unbelievable.
It's very recent, but I still think Red Dead 2 is absolutely original.
It is
very
incredible.
Good. Very it's and so it's on Spotify now as well.
That is good.
Good. Yeah.
Mick Gordon as well. He's slamming it.
That's great.
He's doing real good.
Last of Us is also, obviously.
Right.
That is particularly spicy.
That's enough of that. We've got to go.
Let us know your favourite
pieces
of game music.
We'll do you
move
like
on
milk?
To that. We'll move from crisps
do
to...
Do you like milk?
How
do
many
you
cows?
Big milk?
How many cows fill a four-pointer?
That's Send what I'm...
Oh,
mouse.
Yeah, no, if you're a mathematician or dairy farmer. Yeah.
We won't
answer.
Search this up afterwards.
Absolutely not. We'll forget. Bit of music for the end of the podcast?
Yeah, well, what are you thinking, son?
I'm thinking...
Fucking hell. I need to sleep this week, don't I?
I'd like anything from Dynasty Warriors 3.
No one else does.
It's hair metal, it's great.
The loading music, which is nothing.
What? No, absolutely not. Can we please have a bit of Dynasty Warriors 3?
You send me a YouTube link and I'll bang it in. How about that?
That's
how it works around it.
I like it.
Unbelievable.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
I need you to save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.